here at the 2012 Ag Chat Foundation's 2.0 Advocacy Training, and standing here with me is Brianna Belko. And tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you here to the training.
Well, I am Brianna Belko, and I'm from California. My uncle owns a calf ranch, and we basically raise thousands of baby calves for dairy farmers. So we just have babies. We don't have any milk cows, and we don't have any production on our place, but we're very specialized, and then we also have a small portion of our ranch that has beef cattle, and that's kind of just something that my grandpa did, and we keep it around because it's been in the family for a while. So
what is your job on the ranch? What do you do?
I do a variety of things, but I do office work. I go outside when they need help and help load trucks when we send the calves to different places. But my main focus is just public relations and making people aware of what goes on at a calf ranch. And through the eyes of most people, they don't understand when they see a picture of our ranch what's going on, because it's not a red barn. It doesn't look like what most people expect a farm to look like. So, my main job is just to make sure that people are aware and kind of share pictures and share stories about what happens on our ranch.
Well, you are unique in this group of attendees, because most of us have been born and raised on the farm, and you are very new to this. Only you've a city girl moving to the country and for a year or less. So tell us a little bit about how your process of learning and growing your passion in agriculture.
Mm-hmm. It kind of started actually when I went to college in LA, and I had a conversation with one of my classmates. I don't know why, but we were talking about milk, and somehow in the conversation it came up that his milk came from the grocery store, and I could tell that by how he said that he had no idea that the milk came from a cow before the grocery store. And so that just kind of totally threw me off, because I was born and raised in the city, but I had dairy farms around me, and so I knew where my milk came from. That didn't just come from the grocery store. So going into this job working at the calf ranch, I just kind of went into it with a passion, knowing that there are a lot of people who don't have the advantage that I do of even knowing where their food comes from. And so it's been a huge learning curve for me, because when farmers are talking about different things on the farm, I usually don't know what they're talking about. But at the same time, I know that I represent a larger majority of people who have even less of a clue of what goes on farms. And so that's kind of why I do what I do, is I'm just really passionate about sharing, connecting with other city folk, and sharing what I learn as I go.
So as the conference goes, what do you feel that you've learned that you can take home and truly utilize on your day-to-day life?
I think just being able to connect with so many farmers and ranchers here has been really beneficial to me, because a lot of the farmers back home are dairy farmers, and so this has just opened up a can of worms, but a good one. And I've been able to meet so many different types of farmers, and so when I do have questions, since this is such a big learning process for me, I just am really excited about the group of people that I've been able to meet, and I'll definitely use them as a resource. So that's what I'm most excited about, to take back to my blogging stories and things like that. Because if I get asked a question, I probably won't know the answer. So it's good to know that I'll have other people to back up what my stories are.
Well, thank you, Brianna. You can follow her on Twitter at Heels to Boots. And also your blog is?
It's www.fromheelstobootes.wordpress.com.
Well, thank you very much. Again, this is Jamie Johansson at the 2012 AgChat Foundation's Advocacy 2.0 Training.